Nolte, CNN hit all-time rating lows in 2024 that worsened after Trump victory. By John Nolte on December 18, 2024. The results are in for the 2024 cable news ratings. And I am thrilled to report that far-left CNN hit some well-deserved all-time lows. And when I say all-time lows, I mean the lowest lows in the fake news outlet's 44-year history. Better still, as you will see below, things have only gotten worse. Much worse, for CNN and MSNBC since they lost the 2024 presidential election last month. Here are the raw figures, the averages throughout 2024. Total primetime viewers / demo viewers. Fox News, 2.4 million, plus 31%. 298,000, plus 42%. MSNBC, 1.7 million, plus 5%. 137,000, plus 13%. Knoll, 700,000, plus 21%. 151,000, plus 21%. Total day viewers / demo viewers. Fox News, 1.5 million, plus 21%. 187,000, plus 26%. MSNBC, 807,000, plus 5%. 86,000, plus 1%. Knoll, 488,000, minus 3%. 92,000, minus 1%. CNN finished the news-heavy year with its smallest audience in network history among both total day viewers and among the key demo. Reports Fox News, who, as you can see, absolutely crushed its left-wing competition combined. In the 25-54 age demo, which sets advertising rates, Fox reports that Gutfeld is trouncing his late-night competition with a staggering 355,000 viewers in the key demo, outdrawing broadcast show CBS The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, NBC's The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon and ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live. Now comes the awesome post-election ratings. Here's how far Knoll and MSNBC have fallen from November 5 to December 15. Ratings challenged CNN plummeted to a new all-time low in the most coveted demographic for advertisers. Reports the New York Post, a downfall exacerbated by viewers tuning out left-leaning networks following President-elect Donald Trump's overwhelming election win. Post-election, CNN's primetime demo is down a beautiful 52% to just 77,000. In the same primetime demo, MSNBC is down a whopping 61% to just 57,000. In total primetime viewers, MSNBC has lost 55% of its viewers with an average of just 620,000, while 45% of Knoll's primetime viewers got fed up, which leaves the hate outlet with an average of only 405,000 primetime viewers. Again, those numbers are post-election. Hey, this is what happens when you spend a full decade lying to your audience about Donald Trump's downfall being imminent only to see him triumph in every imaginable way. I know it's hard to believe that America wants nothing to do with CNN anchors who look this warm and inviting, and who are this much on the ball. But let's be grateful for that fact. Free for the holidays, an autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, between now and December 20th. After you've made the purchase, email your request to jmnolte@hotmail.com with an address and any personalization requests. For example, something like, "To Rachel Levine, the sexiest man alive." Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.